We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It's 12:14. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
Illinois has an obesity epidemic, and kids in Illinois, 1 in 5, are obese, considered obese. And State Senator Shane Coultra tossed out an idea. Hey, you know, parents of obese kids, they should maybe lose their state tax deduction as a way to try and combat this. Which I don't think is a good answer, but hey, what's your suggestions? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. How are you, Christina?
Fine.
What? Yeah.
I've got just a little thought. You know, I see a lot of people using the link card, and it's like government subsidizing, you know, for food and stuff.
Yeah.
And I see whenever they go through the line, a lot of chips and soda and non-healthy foods. I think that they should limit that on what they're allowed to use the link card with, kind of like the WIC card whenever you are pregnant and they give you that, but you have to buy a certain amount of milk and, you know, nutritional value food.
Okay. And so with the link card, then basically somehow it would keep track or you would be limited to the junk food that you could purchase.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, you know, it's just an easy way to, you know, keep their kids occupied instead of actually, you know, have them go outside and play and, you know, exercise a lot. But just sit them in front of the TV with some soda and chips.
Go to town. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, chips, soda, those kinds of things are so cheap that you could use the link card to get the more expensive foods, the fruits, the vegetables, the, you know, the things that, cost more. And then, you know, with your spare cash, then you could go ahead and buy the junk food, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, that they should be allowed to use that only for, you know, healthy food. Because I see a lot of people going through the line at Walmart and other grocery stores, you know, buying junk food with that. And I really don't think that's fair, you know, because that's the nutritional value that the government's supplying for people.
Do you have kids, Christina?
Yes, I do. I have two.
How are you able to make sure that they have a balanced meal? Is there a tip that you would share? You know, what do you think, you know, would be one thing that you do that might help with our obesity epidemic in Illinois?
I absolutely do not have soda in my house. I do not have chips. The snack foods that I do have are apples, and if they don't like it, you know, that's their problem.
That's too bad. Okay. And apples aren't that expensive.
No. They're just they fill them up a lot faster than what a candy bar does.
That's true. That's true. Even I, as an adult, sometimes have a hard time going for the apple over the chips. But if I didn't have the chips, I'd go for the apple.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great suggestion, and definitely appreciate you connecting with us, Christina.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Hi there, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think one thing we need to look at in this state is our school lunch program. A lot of the students now are eating breakfast and lunch at school. They're having two of their three meals at school.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to look at some of the choices that are available to them.
Yeah.
And try and make some healthier choices.
And I think that's going to be starting to phase in. There was the national push that Michelle Obama headed off, and sounds like the choices at school are going to be more healthy here in the future.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be good. That's a good place to start. When they have two out of three meals at school, that's a huge thing.
Yeah. And do you have kids in school, Cheryl?
I don't. My kids are grown.
Oh, okay. And, you know, I'll ask you the same question I just asked our other caller. You know, how are you able to keep your kids at a healthy weight? What's something that you would share with our audience to help?
My kids, they learned at an early age to choose healthy snacks. I didn't keep things in the house that would make them obese.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, they had apples, they had fruit, they had carrots, they had celery, they had those kinds of things, and they played outside.
Okay.
And I think that's a lost art.
they
have TV, they have video games, and they just forget about playing outside.
Thank you, Cheryl. We appreciate you connecting.
Uh-huh. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.